You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. When a hurricane tore through the Texas Gulf Coast, that's Hurricane Ike, the region's 160,000 Vietnamese Americans knew where to turn for information. It was a challenge. For 4 days, Radio Saigon Houston struggled to stay on the air despite power outages. And when the storm was over, the station was deluged by calls from listeners in the tiny town of San Leon who did not know where to turn for help. The station found its mission, changing from journalism to activism. It was an exciting story, and to share it is Thuy Thanh Vu, who's a journalist and CEO of Radio Saigon Houston. Boy, you really learned the value of radio during Hurricane Ike, correct, Thuy?
Yes. Hi, Dorothy and John. Yes, we did learn a great lesson about life when we found ourselves become a basic need of life, just like electricity and water. People didn't realize how much they need the media, need information until they live without it.
Well, people forget, you know, here in New York, we've learned this again and again and again. When the lights go out, when the power goes out, when the cell phones go out, when the computers go out, when the wireless connections go out, there's always radio. It is absolutely the last line of defense. And how did you realize responsibility that you had to take care of the people in Galveston and in the Texas area to keep them informed?
If you've been through that once, that experience once, then you would understand that way, why people need you. Our power went out about an hour before the storm, and we were left in the dark. And it was a very scary experience to know nothing about the outside world, to feel so lost and so you know, confused. You didn't know what to do. And we went through that experience. That's why we make the commitment that at any price we need to go on, because if we as a journalist felt that way, how would the people out there would feel like? And I felt that's the responsibility of the media, to provide that need. People only need you and they are in crisis. Otherwise, they can have the media, they cannot have the media. But in time of crisis like that, you become their essential. You become their lifeline.
A very special lifeline, Thuy, particularly for the many Vietnamese Americans, some who don't speak English very well and couldn't rely on anything but you at Radio Saigon for information as to what was happening. Describe the kind of phone calls that you got.
As soon as we got on the air, we went on the air half an hour late because we couldn't get the backup generator on. But as soon as our voice was heard, then all of our in studio phones lit up, and I called and so I took a call, and a lady was so happy. She said, "We've been waiting in the car next to the radio and waiting to hear some voice because we felt so lost." And then throughout the day, we got phone calls that I would never realize. At some time, I forgot that we are in a radio studio. I thought like I am a 911 operator. When the lady called in and said that a tree fell on my apartment and I have a single kids with me and I'm so scared, what I'm supposed to do? What if we get electrocuted? And I asked them, why don't you call 911? They said that she did. I did, but nobody responded to me. And then at that time, suddenly you just try your best. Suddenly you felt such a bond with the listeners who trusted you so much to call on you, in their emergency. So we have no way but try our best, and then we keep talking to them while our staff members try to call other people. But then some of the callers call in on the other line that said that we happen to live right near you. Why don't we come and pick her up and pick up her children until the situation was resolved. So in time like that, you felt like, oh, my God, we really made the change in people's lives.
Well, we're talking with Thuy Thanh Vu, who's a journalist and CEO of Radio Saigon in Houston. And you were sharing information from the community, and you were disseminating information to people. Explain how, first of all, invisible you were in the local media in the Houston area, and secondly, how you helped people to understand how to negotiate the federal government, FEMA, and all the agencies that were out there to help your community, even though they didn't know how to reach them.
Yeah, we consider ourselves as the voice. We consider ourselves as the speaker to enlarge their voice, to make their voice be heard by people. The same thing happened to San Leon. Although I live in, we've been working here for a long time, but we never heard of San Leon, honestly, shamefully confessing that we didn't know about San Leon until a caller called us and said that, how come we never heard you mention about us? We are the most damaged in between Houston and Galveston, and you cover all the area but not us. And then we investigate and we realize that San Leon is a small town of 4,200 of people, but we were caught in between the two giants, Kima and Tiki Island, are the high ends with high ends vacation homes and powerful people. San Leon is a fishing town. They call themselves a drinking, fishing town. And then we could understood right away how they felt, because a lot of times we felt the same way, being an ethnic media in between all the giant mainstream media. And so you connected that way. And we felt such a need, a struggle, and their fight become our fight.
Well, it's a great story. And San Leon, we should say, is 7% Vietnamese, and your fight got the information to them. Are you still on the air there, Thuy Thanh Vu?
Yes, I am still here.
All right. I mean, you're still on the air there in the community, right?
Oh yes. Oh, of course. We are organizing a weekend. This coming weekend, we all will go down with all of the volunteers from our community to go down there and give them a hand, whatever they need.
All right, volunteer.
From now until then, we will be announcing and letting people know about their needs, their very personal and family needs, and then we will go there this weekend.
Well, it's a volunteer weekend in Galveston and in Houston, courtesy of Radio Saigon, Houston. If you want more information, just tune in to Radio Saigon, Houston. Thuy Thanh Vu, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.